Well, it's certainly true there's a lot of doom and gloom around at Christmas. And I mean, a lot of people, I suppose, are worried about their jobs. Some people have lost their jobs. They're worried about their mortgages. They're worried about their investments if they have them. They're worried about all sorts of things. And then there are people with their own private worries about their health and so on.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that maybe Christmas says to us is to recognize that all of those hopes, I mean, they're good and we see, we pray for them and we hope for them, but they're all fragile.
Mm.
You know, at the end of the day, our health is always fragile, our wealth is always fragile. All sorts of terrible things happened and people are broken up by emigration, by all sorts of things. And I think we need to know that there's something bigger than all of that there.
Mm. And do you think people are finding that this Christmas?
Well, I hope that they might. And I hope that they might, perhaps this Christmas, I mean, what's happened is very painful, but perhaps this Christmas might be a time when people ask some deeper questions about what's really important to them.
Yeah.
Because Christmas does show that in a way, you know, that I mean, that what's really important to people is actually things like their families and the people that are close to them, the people they care about. And maybe Christmas gives us a bit of time to think about that and to show what that means to us.
Mm.
That's getting closer, if you like, to the real hope and the real truth. That all these relationships are relationships which are, you know, loved by God, which are promised by God, are given a guarantee far superior than the state guarantee to the banks, that all that's good and worthwhile and loving in human life will live forever.
Yeah, and that is something that hopefully will give people something to reflect on this Christmas.
I think so, and I think, you know, we talk about, you know, that all the things that we depend so much on, that what we're celebrating is the birth of a child homeless in a stable. And that was the turning point. No, you know, the thousands and thousands of people who lived in Palestine and the Roman Empire and so had no clue that the most important thing in the whole history of the world was happening in a godforsaken little place that most of them had never heard of.
And of course you're down in Limerick as well, and Limerick has seen tragedy recently, so that's another thing, I suppose, for people to think about or to reflect on.
I think it is, and I think you know, here in Limerick, I mean, there are hopes that the regeneration project which is on will finally offer some kind of prospects to people who have lived with great, you know, great difficulties and pain and, you know, crime and intimidation and all sorts of things in their areas. You know, people who have done their very best but have been labouring against all sorts of odds,
mm.
sometimes very heroically. But one hopes that the Regeneration Project will actually offer some kind of prospects. And it's a challenge to all of us to live up to that, of course.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just a matter of somebody providing new houses or new structures or something. It's about people responding to people. In his encyclical on Deus Caritas, the Pope said that what's really important in Christian charity is a heart that sees. You know, it's not just examining structures and tinkering with structures and so on. It's a heart that sees and understands the pain and the need of other people.
Do you think, I mean, another great Christian virtue is forgiveness.
Yes.
Do you think that's going to be possible for the people in Limerick?
Well, I mean, when you look at some of the places around the world that have suffered violence, you know, worse violence than we have had, like places like South Africa and so on, you can see reconciliation. You can see people that have the courage. But I think it's something that one has to be very sensitive about. The people who suffer most, you know, it's no use in saying to them, you've got to forgive. And yet it's extraordinary how many of them do.
Mm.
Forgiveness is something that I suppose we all have to grow into. We have to pray for the strength to do it. But I think obviously that's in the end. I mean, what the Christian vision says to us is that we have to be ready to share the happiness of God with everybody. And we have to see in everybody an image of God. And sometimes that's hard, but I think that's the challenge. And that's really the challenge of the child who came for everybody.
And this Christmas in particular.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And especially because there will be, as I said, such hardship around as well, you see.
Mm.
Which again makes it harder. People, the danger of people simply, you know, battening down the hatches and thinking only of themselves. We have to look at the wider vision that Christmas is really about. That this child is born for all the nations,
yeah.
For all people of every kind, and we have to try and enlarge our vision so that that becomes our vision too.
So now would not be the time, as you say, for battening down the hatches or just for almost withdrawing and getting worried, but for actually more involvement and more community.
Oh, absolutely, I think so. And you know, this is a thing which I think some evidence would show that previous recessions did bring that out. You know, that when people are suffering themselves, that they are, if you like, more ready to understand and to see, with to have a heart that sees the sufferings of others.